This is Marketplace. I'm Rima Khreis. While we wait to get those job numbers from last month, one thing is for sure. Immigrants will keep playing a crucial role in this strong labor market. The share of foreign-born workers in the U.S. labor force is reaching near record highs. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
How are you doing today?
It's a bit after 5 o'clock on a Thursday afternoon, and things are getting busy for 46-year-old Tashika Wallace.
Did you want to do white wine or a red wine?
Wallace is assistant manager at Pacci's Trattoria, an Italian restaurant in the Washington suburb of Silver Spring, Maryland. Wallace is an immigrant. She came to the U.S. from Jamaica when she was 7. In fact, she says about a fifth of the workers here are immigrants. They take hard-to-fill jobs like cooks and dishwashers.
You got to work long hours. It's hot sometimes. You know, you deal with other tickets coming out, so many food orders. It's stressful.
Spiro Giordassis owns this restaurant and another in downtown Washington. He says immigrants used to make up just a sliver of his workforce.
5-10 years ago, it was probably 5%. Literally, 5-8%. Very little.
But now he says it's closer to 20%. I asked Wallace and Giordassis what they would do without their immigrant dishwashers and cooks.
I don't know. I don't want to think about it because it's hard.
It would be hard to find someone.
The Labor Department says the share of foreign-born employees in the U.S. workforce grew from 17.4% in 2021 to about 18% last year. Brad Hirschbein, a senior economist at the W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research, says the immigrant workforce is getting back to pre-pandemic levels and then some.
The share of immigrants in the workforce has actually reached a near record high, and that's almost a couple percentage points above where it was during the pandemic.
Immigrants are helping make up for a shortage of native-born workers. Baby boomers are aging out of the workforce, and some people are still out because of the pandemic. There are almost 2 jobs for every job applicant, according to Harry Holzer, a professor of public policy at Georgetown University.
You need immigrants to make up that shortfall, especially when the demand for goods and services is so strong. So I think immigrants now are playing maybe a more critical role than 5, 10, 20 years ago.
And Holzer doesn't see that changing anytime soon. As more boomers retire, shrinking the labor force even more and boosting demand for workers in some sectors like elder care. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.